This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. New data from the federal government shows that the southwestern United States has gotten warmer and drier over the last 30 years. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
The report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration sets the new climate normals for the country. Those normals show it's warmer on average across most of the U.S. and significantly drier in the Southwest when compared to the last time the report was updated in 2010. Meteorologist Greg Hansen with the National Weather Service says it's clear the climate is changing.
You know, this last 30 years is really markedly warmer than the previous century.
While average temperatures have risen across Colorado, precipitation has dropped more in the southwest corner of the state than in other areas. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
State-run mobile vaccination buses are continuing their travels across Colorado. Mesa County will have several stops over the next few days, including Grand Junction today. Rick Palacio, a strategic consultant to the governor, says the plan is to send the buses where the demand is.
We want to be incredibly responsive to community members and community leaders. So if you have listeners out there who would like to invite the bus into their community, we will partner with them and bring the bus directly to their location.
This week and next, the bus will travel to Palisade, Fruita, Dubec, Colburn, and Gateway. And CDOT is giving away an 83-year-old bridge in western Colorado. But whoever claims the steel truss bridge will have to pay to remove it and rebuild it somewhere else. CDOT's Lisa Schock says nearby Montrose County already has dibs on one piece of it.
If we pull this off with Montrose County, I think this will be the first successful bridge adoption that I've overseen in 20 years. So it's very rare. It's very expensive.
And you're listening to CPR News.